not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Mino and the mayor.
Ben, buddy. It's nice to see you. What do you think the city needs to do?
We need to change the perception of the schools. There is a negative perception about Green Bay Public Schools. I'm just getting into it as a parent. My kid is in kindergarten at McAuliffe on the east side, and I think we need to improve how people view our schools. There's a perception, and I don't know if it's warranted or not.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding host, our producer. I got all jarbled up in my intro there. Along with my outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Sommers. It's Friday. Thank God is right. TGIF, June 7th, 2024. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the big show. That's what happens. Sometimes my brain is ahead of my tongue and my mouth and I get all tied up.
Oh, definitely. I am glad to clarify, though, because I am not qualified to be a host.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I would just, you know, sometimes I it doesn't all happen. The brain and the mouth and whatever, you know.
Oh, I definitely. Yeah. I remember a time where somebody had said something like, oh, I don't think Klondike bars are that good. And I said something, what taste buds are your planet from? Or something like, I don't know.
Many thanks to Jana Rose Schleiss. How cool is she?
That was awesome.
Right?
She's a good talker. Turns out working in radio helps to work in radio.
Right.
And also just very informative. And I'm excited for Kernza, and I hope that it takes hold. I hope those 10-foot long roots dig in deep.
Exactly right. Check out General Schleiss's story in the Capital Times at capitaltimes.com. And also, it's going to be posted here at Civic Media at civicmedia.us as Civic Media and the Cap Times continue on a little partnership or start off a partnership. And what's cool about it is we're going to be talking with reporters like Jana Rose when they have a new story out, and then we'll kind of share content a little bit. Yeah. So it's a great relationship, I think.
A link to the original article is also in the podcast description of the first hour.
There you go. Fantastic. I want to check out some of this Kernza beer.
Oh, me too.
It tastes like
and
pretzel,
the cookies.
Right? And the cookies.
My other thought is I'm going to have to do some research on Kernza and see if it has gluten or not.
Oh, right.
Because that could be a huge thing, too.
It could. I should have asked that.
I didn't think of it either until after.
I do not know that. What I do know is that at a little after 1:30, our friend and ongoing contributor, Peter Rapine, will be along. He is the managing editor of ebombsworld.com. He'll be along with news of the wild, the wacky, not made up, wacky, real things that real humans do in our bi-weekly look at Week in Review. And by the way, Brady Ewing, who's normally on every other Friday, he had a couple of things going on. He's a big deal. he had something going on. He said, hey, can we change weeks and go to next week? So Brady will be on next Friday. So,
and it'll be great.
It'll be great, as it always is. Well, he'll be joining us, by the way, next Friday when we're in Amory. And of course, our friend and colleague Jay Matner and I are going on a little statewide trip. We're going to start off Tuesday here in Madison at the World Headquarters, and then Wednesday in the old hometown of Richland Center, home of WRCE. Come on down to Kroska Park at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion in Kroska Park, and we'll be there. And then on Thursday, we're going to be in Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. And then on Friday, ending the tour in beautiful Amory at the Danielson Stage at Mitchell Park. And so you can see both Jane's show from 10 until noon and our show from noon until 2 live. Bring a lawn chair, something to drink. If it's good, give Todd some as well. But come on down, bring a beverage, bring a chair, bring a friend, and you can listen and watch both shows live, meet Jane and myself. More importantly, we get to meet all of you and have some fun. So Brady will join us on the final day. Maybe I'll see if he wants to go to Amory with him.
We could see if he wants to join you on Wednesday, maybe. I don't know.
He'd probably say my wife would not be crazy about that, but sure.
Understandably.
You know, taking care of the four boys, poor Brady, or poor Rachel, all alone, his wife. But no, well, Brady will call in next week. So that'll be great from beautiful Amory. Time once again at 10 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock to play our Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win Contest.
Dashboard, your love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a yoo-hoo, bottle on the floorboard, perfect song on the radio, sing along, cause it's one we know, it's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine, it's summertime.
Kenny Chesney singing it out. It is summertime, specifically Civic Media's Sconny Summer Text to Win Contest. Remember, important to tell you, or the lawyers will paddle me. Maybe for that reason I shouldn't tell you.
I was about to say.
It is Gay Pride Weekend down in Milwaukee this weekend, and we're going to have a big float down there, apparently. I am going to be in Richland Center for the 77th annual Betty Hayes Dance Recital, in which my sister, God love her, who just turned 50, she's 50, and she can kick and she can dance. She's 50, and she is in the alumni class. Now, of course, I was in it, but I was fine. One of the dances was what, like the Austin Powers. I thought, well, I could do that. I'll dance. But then it got into like, you know, flamenco dancing and tapping, and I'm like, I'll make a fool out of myself. So I pulled out of the recital, and I know, but my sister, God love her, she will be in it, and so I'm going up there to support her and also the Betty Hayes School of Dancing. And Betty has been on our program, as has her lovely and talented daughter, Cheryl Baxter, who is a dance instructor in her own right. So Cheryl will be back in town from Los Angeles, and it's going to be the world record setting Betty Hayes Baxter in her 77th dance recital. So I'll be back there for that. But a lot of our team is going to be in Milwaukee this weekend for the Milwaukee Pride Parade. Anyway, that's more than you wanted to know. More importantly, here in our summer, Scotty's summer, statewide, important, that's what we got going here. The lawyers are telling me, I got to tell you, it's statewide. Here's what's up for grabs. A Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. I'm not allowed to tell you what's in it, but boy, howdy, it's good. Daily, that happens once an hour. You get a summer surprise pack once an hour for Wisconsin Dells. And then daily, once a day, we give away a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. They're fantastic seats. And then at the end of next week, two people will be chosen as grand prize winners, and you'll have a choice of one of the following summer staycations. Number one, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat, which may or may not be driven by Pat Kreitlow. Number two, Lake Geneva Stay at Harbor Shores, and you could also visit Simple Bakery down there in Lake Geneva. Or three, a Door County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. And we're going to give you a gas card to get there and back. All that is on the line. Open up your Civic Media app. Go to any of the stations. Choose your favorite one. Then once you click on that station on the Civic Media app, you'll see a little icon that says text. All right? Now, text the following word on the Civic Media app. This hour's word is tubing. Tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. As in, once we get to Amory, Jay, Matt, and Air, and I are going to go tubing.
I guess it is summer now, so you could.
All right. Tubing. I find that to be an extraordinarily difficult word.
I don't know about extraordinarily difficult, but certainly more difficult than our word yesterday.
Yes. Tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, tubing. I'm going to go tubing this summer. I may wear a tube top. The word is tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, tubing.
I was planning to go tubing until I forgot to say it was a statewide contest and the lawyers popped my tube.
Pat Kreitlow maybe play the part of Captain Stubing. But I'll text the word tubing.
There we go.
Yes, tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. The word is tubing. So text that right now. And when you get your text back, you'll text, and then they'll send you like a confirmation text. Look at that. And they're going to give you a selection of things you could do. One of them is to check your voter registration. And this is the cool thing. We're not asking people whether you vote Republican, Democratic, or whatever. We just want to help people register to vote and get out and vote, regardless of your political leanings. That's fantastic. So if you do one of those things, like if you check your voter registration or one of these actions, that gives you another entry. So don't disregard the text you get back,
because you could
get more points if you do that.
You get to be prepared for voting and more chances to get those Brewer tickets, get those prize packs.
Here's Greg in Waukesha. Greg says, Todd has a honey-do list and asked to include changing the tubing on his house. I'm not even sure what that means. First of all, I don't have a honey to have a honey-do list, but okay, we'll go along with that. See, this is why I should be going to the Gay Pride Parade to get myself a honey to have a honey-do list.
You might have to, you know.
No, I'm going to the Betty Hayes 77th dance recital, and I'm very excited about it. There'll be lots of sequins, and I cannot wait. Again, text the word tubing, T-U-B, ING right now to the Civic Media app to get in on this Scani Summer Text to Win contest. And don't miss out.
And Steve on Facebook says, not to be confused with tubbing. Yes, we're not hot tubbing. There's only one B. It is tubing.
Yes. T-U-B, as in boy, I-N-G. Tubing. That is the word this hour on our statewide. And you might be thinking to yourself, who wins these things? Well, do you still have that list, Mr. Zomers? Because we had a person from Richland Center win one of these things last week in one of the daily or hourly contests, and we're sharing with you a list of people so that you know real people are actually winning.
Here's some people who won the Wisconsin Dells prize packages. We've got Gene from Lac du Flambeau, Eric in Madison, Pam from Muscadet, Kathy from Chippewa Falls, and several more. Brody in Richland Center is one of the people who's won some of those club level Brewers tickets.
Not Brady. That would be the inside job. But no, this is Brody.
Brody, yes. Very different.
Fantastic. So they're real. See, your friends and neighbors are winning. So the point is, don't be left out. This is the real deal. No purchase required. Simply go to your app store, download the Civic Media app. It's free and easy. And open it up and then choose a station. You'll find the icon that says text, click on that and text the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, right now, and you too could win one of these fabulous prizes from Wisconsin Dells, Fort Atkins, Lake Geneva, Door County, or Brewer tickets. Come on back, have a little fun. Board Game of the Week and Peter Rapine straight ahead.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here we go. Now, see, this is what we should be. If we would have danced to this song, I would have been all in. I was pretty good at this one, if I do say so myself. Yeah. We were the Betty Hayes School of Dance 77th Anniversary Edition in Richland Center. This was going to be one of the alumni dance songs. And again, I was never part of the actual dancers. I was the MC and audio engineer. But I always envied and wanted to be a dancer. And so they were gracious enough to allow me in the alumni class. And that's one of the songs from Austin Powers, which we started with. And then it just got into flamenco dancing or whatever. And I'm like, I'll make a fool of myself.
Seems a lot more difficult.
It was a lot more difficult. And so I said, no, thank you. But the show is going on, you understand. The alumni class at the 77th Annual Betty Hayes Baxter School of Dance. Betty Hayes School of Dance in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center. I will be at that. What you need to be doing is texting in right now in our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Open up the Civic Media app and text us. Doesn't matter which station. And just text the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G. If you're a bad speller like Todd, just think of it as tub in. T-U-B-I-N-G. T-U-B-I-N-G. Text us right now, as a matter of fact. Before Board Game of the Week, let's get to this one cut, Mr. Zomers. Great to have John Stewart back on The Daily Show. And this was from yesterday or the day before. And he had on former Republican Representative Ken Buck, who, like Mike Gallagher, Republican of Green Bay, has left the Republican Party. This is Ken Buck's interview with Jon Stewart this week on The Daily Show on Comedy Central on why he left the Republican Party.
What are your ultimate thoughts about leaving the way you did and the unfulfilled potential of a government that is completely disconnected from the needs of its people, allowing demagogues like Donald Trump to rise?
I left because I couldn't tell the lie. The 2020 election wasn't stolen. The January 6th defendants aren't political prisoners, on and on. So not agreeing to the party line.
Right. You're a victim of cancel culture.
Well, I'm not a victim of anything. I am absolutely blessed beyond belief with six grandkids and plenty of reasons.
Six grandkids?
Six and a half grandkids. One on the way.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I immediately went to like Solomonic wisdom of like, no, you're not supposed to do that.
No, but you know, there's a lot of life out there besides
and it's
arguing about
there.
Nothing and telling lies. And so I made a choice to go enjoy what I've got left.
What will break this fever in Washington?
America does great with a crisis. 9/12, America came together and we were a unified country.
For
so
like
I hope
seven,
we don't get to
for
the
like
crisis.
7 hours.
I hope we don't get to that crisis point. But I think that there is a leader out there that will unify and help unify America. And it's somebody who
I
has
believe that.
Great morals, somebody who has great leadership skills, a John F. Kennedy. I probably wouldn't have said this 20 years ago, that he was a great hero. But you look at what John F. Kennedy did in terms of bringing the country together during the Cold War and moving us forward. There is somebody there that will help America heal and move forward.
That is Republican Ken Buck on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart talking about why he left the Republican Party. A lot of good stuff there. I think it is repeated by people like Mike Gallagher from Green Bay and others. Simply just not going to tell the lies anymore. And time to move forward. I agree. I agree with Ken Buck. I agree with Jon Stewart that there is someone out there that Ken still has the ability to bring the country together in a unifying way.
So. Yeah, and I think that's it takes some guts to be honest when everybody around you is not.
Right. And I would argue that Joe Biden, for me right now, in this moment, is that person.
I would agree. I would agree.
All right, 25 after the hour of 1 o'clock, don't forget to text in the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, tubing, right now, to the Civic Media app to win a number of great prizes, including Milwaukee Brewer tickets to the club-level seats. But time, once again, for Board Game of the Week.
Welcome back to this edition of Board Game of the Week.
Now, Todd, have you ever been to a masquerade ball?
You know, funny you ask. I have not, but for a variety of reasons, I've been wondering about this. So this is great. The answer is no, I have not yet been to a masquerade ball.
I have not either. But now I've played a game that's kind of like that.
Really? Do tell.
So this game is called The Grim Masquerade. That's Grim with two M's, like the Brothers Grimm. So it's a fairy tale themed game where everybody is assigned one of the characters in these fairy tales. One person might be the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. One person's Sleeping Beauty. One person's Rumpelstiltskin, etc. And there's a bunch of artifacts. There's just items at the party. Like there's a spindle. There's a mirror. There's all these other fairy tale items, a cauldron or whatever. And each character has items that help them and items that hurt them.
Okay.
On your turn, you get two items. You have to keep one for yourself and give one to somebody else. And that helps you. Like, if you get too many of the thing that hurts you, you have to tell everybody who you are. And so you're trying to figure out who everybody is by giving them stuff to maybe hit that threshold that it'll hurt them without trying to give them the things that they want to win. So basically, everything you do to try and get more information about who someone else is, you're either surrendering information about who you are or potentially helping them win. So it's this delicate line of trying to have enough interaction with your fellow partygoers to figure out who they are without revealing yourself.
And I like this. I thought
it was a lot of fun. Yeah. I played it for the first time a couple of days ago.
Was it as much fun as you thought it might be?
Yeah. It was more fun than I thought.
Really?
Because I was a little bit skeptical at first. I was like, how is this going to work? And then it worked really well.
And how much is it?
It's $25, might be a little less, depending on where you get it. And it's pretty easy to play. It might have sounded a little convoluted when I explained it, but I promise when you sit down and play it, it makes a lot of sense.
It's basically just trying to keep your identity secret while sussing out other people's identities.
Yes, yes.
So you have to think a little bit, which I like. I like those kind of games.
Yeah, and it's
but there are
no masks
involved.
No actual masks. Oh, okay. No.
But you could, I suppose, if you wanted.
You could. It just wouldn't. It'd just be fun. Right. Just be for fun.
Right.
Yeah, it's about 20 to 40 minutes to play, 2 to 5 players. I would recommend having at least 3 because I feel like having 2 people is kind of goofy with that when you're trying to figure out everybody's secrets.
Right, you can't have 2 people, right?
But yeah, that's The Grim Masquerade.
All right, there you go. This week's Board Game of the Week. Very good. That was a good one. I like that. It was one that I could see myself sitting down and playing.
I'll have to borrow it from my friends who have it, and maybe we can play it in the office.
A little bit of a civic media one. We're going to have a great fun with Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOMsWorld.com, a week in review. Another shout out. My sister has sent me a picture of dress rehearsal at the Betty Hayes School of Dance. They are on it at Richland Center, 77 years.
Impressive.
It is very, very impressive. This was the dance we were supposed to do, but it went to flamenco dancing. Stay tuned back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Please clap.
We forgot.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. In a short time from now, President Biden and the First Lady are set to take part in a welcoming ceremony in Paris, greeted by French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife.
This morning, President Biden and the First Lady will be part of a procession down the famed Champs-Élysées to the Élysée Palace, the French president's official residence, where the Bidens will be the guests of honor at a state dinner.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Welcome news for humanitarian relief efforts in Gaza. U.S. officials say a military-built pier off the coast of Gaza has been reconnected to the beach after a portion of it was damaged during storms. Aid shipments expected to resume soon. A small plane crash in Washington state claiming the life of Apollo astronaut Bill Anders. He was flying the plane. He was 90 years old. Harvey Weinstein's attorneys asking a California appeals court to toss out his rape conviction, claiming that he did not receive a fair trial. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It all comes together for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee bounced back in a big way Friday, blowing out the Detroit Tigers 10-0. In addition to a strong offensive showing, Tobias Myers pitched a gem in the longest pitching outing of the season for the Brewers.
It was just pitch by pitch, and then next start came around. I think I'd gotten to like trying to force results. So today was literally just one pitch at a time. That was all I was thinking about, just next pitch.
Myers allowed one hit in 8 innings of work. Today, it'll be Freddy Peralta pitching for the Brewers in Game 2 of the 3-game series. Glenn Day and Boo Weekly lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 4-under par after the first day. Wisconsin natives Jerry Kelly and Steve Stricker are one shot back of the leaders. The event continues through tomorrow. And today, high school champions will be crowned in the sports of softball, tennis, and lacrosse. All 3 events are being held in Dane County. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for showers, maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 69. Clearing out tonight, mid-50s. Sunny and windy for Sunday with a high near 73. Sunshine 71 Monday, low 70s continue on Tuesday. A bit warmer Wednesday, lots of sun and 79.
It's 57 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Ohio has an August 7th deadline for November's candidate registration. Problem is, Joe Biden wasn't going to be nominated until the Democratic convention beginning August 19th. What's an Ohio legislature to do? Try and stop ballot initiatives, of course. State legislatures routinely pass housekeeping bills to accommodate such discrepancies, but not this year. The legislative majority was spanked by the voters in 2023 after the legislature backed changes to ballot measure rules in August, trying to derail a reproductive rights initiative in November. The Ohio Capital Journal reports that negotiations for the fix began in early May, passing a House committee. Seeing a partisan opportunity, extreme Republican Senate leaders rolled in SB 215, a bill expanding a ban on foreign contributions to ballot measures to include foreign nationals living and working in the U.S. The Associated Press reports that a group funding the November Reproductive Rights Campaign received donations from a legal U.S. resident, Swiss billionaire Hans-Jörg Weiss. When National Democrats organized a pre-convention online nomination instead, and DeWine berated his fellow Republicans, Senate leadership offered to pass the fix if the foreign funder legislation passed too. In a special legislative session, both the fix and the ban were passed and signed by the governor. Find more on this unnecessary drama at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome up-and-coming singer-songwriter Katie Scullin, who performs live in studio. And I'm joined by Civic Media News Director and comedy enthusiast Terry Bell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is the having fun doing it part on a Friday, TGIF, June 7th, 2024, 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. And we are absolutely thrilled to have our friend and ongoing contributor. He is the managing editor of EPOMsWorld.com. Mr. Peter Rapine with another bi-weekly look at the week in review. Peter, how the heck are you?
Doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day here in Brooklyn, and we have some really dumb news to talk about. I couldn't be better.
I'm telling you right now. I'll make this a deal right now. I'm gonna check tickets, and once in a while you get like a round trip ticket from Milwaukee to LaGuardia for like $100 or whatever. And I find one of those, we're gonna bring the show out to New York and we're gonna do it live some Friday. How about that?
Hey, count me in. I love it.
It'll be great. And because Peter's one of these guys we've never met in person because he's out in Brooklyn. No. But I would just want to sit down and have a couple of beers with you because I think it'd be fantastic.
Hey, beers are on me, Todd.
Well, thank you.
Whenever you get out here.
Maybe we'll have them together on the show. That could be a lot of fun.
Maybe we'll have to record that as a podcast.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll do an extended hour. Yeah, an extended version.
Before we get into week in review, I want to remind people, Peter, here's the big news at Civic. The Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win Contest is underway. And this hour, right now, people can win either a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack once an hour. Once a day, we're giving away a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. And then at the end of next week, we'll have a grand prize. Two people will win a choice of a Fort Atkinson cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, or Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. Or, by the way, Peter, do you prefer ridges or no ridges?
In what context?
There's a door counting stay at the Ridges Inn and Suite. So right there, it'll be fantastic. And we're giving you a gift card. So exactly. So text in right now to the Civic Media app. The word this hour is tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. As in, we're going to go to the Apple River and go tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. Text the word right now to the Civic Media app. All right, Peter, we've gotten the business out of the way. Let's get into it. The Week in Review, according to ebombsworld.com. Again, these are not made up. This is real things that real wacky humans do.
Yeah, I always like to say we're funny, but we're not this funny.
What do you got for it?
And probably the funniest story of the week comes to us from probably the funniest country in the world, China.
A lot of people say China's not that funny, but continue.
Some silly things happen in China that probably wouldn't happen anywhere else.
Well, true. Yeah.
Headline reads, China apologizes after hiker finds pipe feeding 1,000-foot-tall waterfall.
The country of China has apologized after a hiker finds a pipe feeding a 1,000-foot-tall waterfall. Explain.
So China's tallest waterfall, it's allegedly the tallest waterfall in the country, the Yutani Mountain Waterfall, runs dry certain times of the year, right? During the wet season, it's really flowing with water. And then during the dry season, not as much water, so the waterfall kind of dries up. It's a really big tourist attraction in China. I think some 20 million people might visit it a year.
Wow.
So Chinese officials found a way to keep the fall a great tourist attraction during the dry season by attaching a pipe to the top of the waterfall that just spews water out over the top.
So when this thing dries up naturally and there is no actual waterfall, the Chinese government has put a pipe in and they just turn on the hose.
Hey, fake it till you make it, right?
And what I love about this is you actually have a picture of said pipe feeding said waterfall.
Yeah, so the guy who found it was obviously hiking there during the dry season. And had never, you know, you can't really get to the edge of the fall because it's usually really flowing because sometimes of the year it's a real waterfall. Right. And so he was able to see and capture footage of a pipe sticking out of a rock just spewing water, which chef's kiss. Way to go, China.
I mean, what's next? People go to Old Faithful in Montana. There's just going to be a hose there that they turn it on for a geyser.
Well, you remember a couple months ago, we talked about the guy who there was a job opening for people to play a monkey at a Chinese state park where you got fed bananas all day. That's right. So it's very par for the course. This is a very China-type thing to do.
I mean, what's up with the Chinese government? They don't care about sincerity or authenticity. It's just get the dollars or the yens or whatever.
Well, you know, life's about illusion, you know?
All right. Yeah, right. Sadly, yes.
Yeah. Put a nice coat of paint over it, and hey, it looks great, doesn't it?
I love it. All right, Mr. Rapine, next headline, if you'd be so kind, according to ebombsworld.com.
All right, so this story is much realer than the previous one. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to take things at face value, right. As this one person learned. So headline reads, person impaled by butt plug while wearing it during an MRI scan, now suing maker of sex toy.
And again, we're only reporting the news, ladies and gentlemen. I want to read this. Person impaled by butt plug while wearing it during an MRI suing the maker of said sex toy. Okay, go ahead.
So we don't know if it's man or woman, but I assume it's man. It seems like more of a guy thing to do.
It is Pride Month, but go ahead.
So yes, some bold person decided to wear their sex toy to an MRI, which... a lot of questions about why you'd want to do that to begin with, but they wore the butt plug to the MRI. I'm going to keep saying that as many times as I can in the next minute, believing that it was a fully silicone toy. Right. Cause you can't wear metal in an MRI. It'll get ripped apart. But it turned out that there was the center coil or like the center, piping inside was made of metal. And what happened was the butt plug shot up through their body into their center cavity. And we have on our site a screenshot of a text message allegedly from one of the nurses that was on call and a screenshot of the x-ray of said butt plug in their chest. And the nurse describes the butt plug as an anal rail gun.
An anal rail gun. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. We appreciate it. I mean, I have so many questions here. And first of all, I mean, you know, God love people. If you got sex toys in your own bedroom, that's your business. But why on earth would you wear one to a doctor's appointment, let alone an MRI?
Well, doctor's appointments notoriously aren't that fun. Right? So if you're trying to make the experience a little more enjoyable, I could guess. I can see where your head is at.
My guess is that if they thought it was fully silicone, they wanted to prank the people who would look at the MRI. Oh my God.
But it literally backfired. It fired off into their posterior. And I mean, is the person okay? Do we know?
I believe they're okay. Okay enough to, you know, file suit against the sex toy company after the fact.
And right there, that's another thing that burns me, that grinds my gears, is that the person's an idiot for wearing a sex toy to a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. And then now they're suing the maker of the sex toy for going off.
Yeah. Well, if it was advertised as, 100% silicone, they do have... You know, a case. they got a couple of cases, but you know, a head
they got
case
a couple of cases.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes! I mean, the more you know. Again, we're talking to Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. These are real headlines, not made up of actual things ridiculously stupid people do, in Todd's opinion. All right. I'm not sure where we could go after a butt plug story, but what else you got?
All right, so this story is a follow-up of a follow-up of an original story that I know you guys said you talked about. There was a man in Michigan who went viral for logging into his Zoom courtroom for a case of a suspended license while driving a car. The man's face has now become a meme. The original video went mega viral. But since that original video, there's been two follow-ups. And so the initial follow-up was that his license wasn't actually suspended, that it was a clerical mistake that the judge had made. Mm. But that actually turned out not to be true. And now our final follow-up, and I'll read our headline, says, turns out the suspended license guy never had a license to begin with.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Listeners, regular listeners will know, yes, Zomers, I talked about this a few days ago when it happened. There was a dude that showed up on court virtually via Zoom because he was charged with driving with a suspended license. And he shows up on court while driving. And the judge is just like, I thought I saw everything, basically. And said, look, I'm revoking your bail. Turn yourself in by 6 o'clock tonight. And now it's come out that the guy never had a license. And in fact, I believe he was driving with his Michigan State ID.
I mean, some people just, you know, live exciting lives, and the rest of us, you know, can't compete.
Well, right. I mean, I'll give him that. And yeah. God love him for you know, sticking with the bit, right? Like, well, I thought I could drive with this. I can't drive with a state ID. What? Really?
The thing that says on it in all capital letters, not a driver's license?
Really? Yeah. Really? I mean, I admire the guy for sticking with the bit.
Probably the funniest update to a story that we've covered in recent memory. Yeah.
All right, what else you got, Peter Rapine?
All right. I don't know if you guys have talked about Red Lobster, but a lot of people are really sad that Red Lobster is going bankrupt. A lot of people have been debating why it's going bankrupt. But one man is actually doing something to help save Red Lobster, and it's none other than Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav, explain quickly who Flavor Flav is, and then go on.
So Flavor Flav is a rapper, I think, from the 90s, the 80s. He had a hit TV show called The Flavor of Love. He's most known for wearing clocks as jewelry.
Big clocks on his chest.
Around his neck. So he posted on the internet the other day a photo of himself next to a massive spread of Red Lobster, saying that he's going to do everything in his power to save the Cheddar Bay biscuits, which if you've ever had a Cheddar Bay biscuit, they're delicious.
They are delicious. I'll say that.
So our headline reads, Flavor Flav is doing everything he can to save Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits. And he's not the only one. There's a lot of people online sharing photos from their Red Lobster outing since the news of their bankruptcy. And I think if we all band together, you know, we can steer Red Lobster into a profitable, prosperous future.
I think you're right. And why I don't, I'm not sure if it's in your story or not, but I think one of the posts from Flavor Flav was something about, you know, cheddar biscuits for your boys. which I found fantastic.
Yeah. It's such a silly fun photo, because obviously, you know, what is Flavor Flav actually going to be able to accomplish, right, besides making
it's one meal.
It's one meal. It's one day.
Have you ever been, do you enjoy a Red Lobster meal? When was the last time you, Peter A. Pye, went to Red Lobster?
See, I should put my money where my mouth is. I don't think I've ever been to a Red Lobster.
I know I haven't.
Really? I have. But I'm trying. I mean, it's been a good 12 to 15 years since I darkened the doors of a Red Lobster. I worked for a law firm down in Florida for a while, and we had a client, and June was her name. God love her. May she rest in peace. But she used to tell my boss, her attorney, she'd say, Sam, my money's down in the Wachovia. And we'd say, which one, June? You know, across the Red Lobster. And that's how she kept track of her bank, the Wachovia, across from the Red Lobster. So if the Red Lobster goes out of business, what are the folks at Wachovia going to do?
They're going to be lost.
They're going to have to enjoy themselves a cheddar biscuit.
Yeah.
All right, we got about 30 seconds, so let's wait until we come back from the break here. Give us a little tease, Mr. Apine. What's coming up?
Coming up is a woman that doesn't have any survival instincts and hilariously pays the price for it.
Survival instincts. You'll need it to get through the next segment and also this weekend. Stay close. As our friend says, it's the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, buddy. It's nice to see you. You like it here. You're going to stay here. Your kids are young.
Yeah, 6 and 4. Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
I sent you a card when you had
Vince. Yeah, thank you. He sent me a card when I had Vince said, I think Vince. Either your dad or you will be mayor one day in the city. We still have it somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Paul Schaefer, one of the greatest songs ever known to man. It's Raining Men. Welcome back to the Tom Lobel Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. We're going to be in the Pride, well, we're not, because I'm going to be at the Benny Hayes School of Dance and Richland Center, but Civic Media, big float, big entry in the Pride Parade down in Milwaukee this weekend. So be safe, have fun, all those people participating. We appreciate all of you being with us and listening on a Friday, about 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show takes over these very airwaves and takes you through until the 4 o'clock hour. Also, you have 8 minutes left. 8.5 to text to win the Civic Media statewide Sconny Summer Text to Win contest. You can win a prize pack of Wisconsin Dells goodies, a couple of Brewers tickets to club-level seats, or a staycation at Fort Atkinson with a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva on Harbor Shores, or Door County at the Ridges Inn and Suites, text the word TUBING, T-U-B-I-N-G, right now to the Civic Media app to win. TUBING, T-U-B-I-N-G is the word right now. Also right now, we have Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOM's World. You can find all these headlines at epomsworld.com. With a week in review, Mr. Rapine, what do you got?
All right, so we were talking about survival instincts, which clearly the nameless person wearing the butt plug did not have. Right. And neither does this random lady seen walking down the street. So she's walking down the street, and you can see in the corner of the video a motorcycle taking off. And it's assumed that that person was just exiting their garage. And as this woman walks underneath the garage door, it begins to close. And so instead of getting out of its way, she kind of gets swept into the garage as it closes and locks behind her. And the video, it can be seen from two angles. So you see her walking down the sidewalk, and then you see her again in the empty garage, petrified as to how the heck she just got stuck in a stranger's garage.
It's fantastic video. And what I love about this is you're saying this is not yet up fully on the website of EPOM's World. You're bringing to us this headline live first to our listeners and viewers, which I appreciate so very much. And you sent us the video, and it's like a human mousetrap. This poor woman's just walking down the street, and the garage, it's not one of those garage doors where it goes right down, like, straight on the opening. It kind of juts out a little bit, right? And so it's like an older-fashioned garage door.
Yes.
So it basically, the garage door juts out almost like an awning. And then as it closes, this woman is underneath of it, and it just sweeps her in like a mousetrap. I mean, that poor woman.
Yes, our headline reads, Zero Survival Instincts. Lady walking down the street accidentally gets closed inside random garage.
I mean, that's fair, because she doesn't, she just kind of lets it sweep her. She doesn't like try to escape it at all. No. She just kind of goes with it. And I guess, what would we do in our own situation? But do we have an update on this poor woman?
We don't have an update. My editor who wrote it up, he tried to find out who she was. We couldn't find out where it was, who she was. So we presented to you with as little but as much context as we could find.
She may still be in said garage.
Telling by the look on her face, she's still in that garage, yes.
I mean, I hope she's well. I hope the guy came back with his motorcycle. But see, I have a fear of my life will end at the paws of an electronic robotic AI dog. Yeah. This woman was taken in by a garage door.
Quite literally, yeah.
Quite literally. Peter Rapine, what else you got from EPOM's World?
All right, so this one is about a week old. But since we talked last week, you didn't get a chance to go over it.
Yeah.
Headline reads, high school soccer announcer caught on hot mic joking about killing himself.
And this just falls in the category of numbnuts, goofball. I mean, who does this? But go ahead.
So don't, you know, be worried about the state of the man's mental health. He was obviously joking.
Right.
But he is an announcer for a high school girls soccer team. And he's in the press box. And part of the hot mic is him oogling at all the, you know, hot soccer moms, which is embarrassing enough. But then he's heard on hot mic complaining about how boring the game is. And he says at one point, man, I would love to jump out of this press box. If only it were higher, the fall wouldn't kill me.
And this just, as someone who's worked in broadcasting going on almost 20 years now, what they teach you at the beginning is assume that every mic is hot, is rather meaning hot, meaning on, meaning that your words are being recorded or heard. And this is a dude, you know, a broadcaster who looks like a standard broadcaster, by the way. None of us, I mean, particularly those of us in radio, there's a reason we don't work TV. And this dude is ogling over the soccer moms on a hot mic.
Yeah, well, when you're announcing a game that's maybe, you know, less exciting than you'd like, you got to entertain yourself somehow.
Jeez. I mean, always make sure your mic is off, or better yet, when you have a mic on or near you, don't say those things.
Yeah. Needless to say, he's no longer announcing the soccer games that were playing.
Really? Shocking. He's been dismissed from announcing the soccer games. Shocking. All right. Time for at least one more here, Peter Rapine. What do you got? Headlines from EPOM's World Week in Review.
All right. So, as you were saying, you know, you were hopefully looking to get some flights out here so that we can do this together.
Yes.
All we have is a woman who was looking for flights of her own, but she was looking for flights for a group of friends of hers because she's having a bachelor party. And she realized that American Airlines was a little too expensive. So she decided to call a private charter company to get a quote from them instead. Headline reads, girl booking her bachelorette party calls private jet charter company thinking it would be cheaper than American Airlines. And she gets quoted $80,000.
Oh my gosh.
To get her and like her 10 friends on a charter flight.
80 grand?
Yeah, 80 grand.
I mean, first of all, who thinks it's going to be cheaper to fly a charter jet than commercial? I just don't
get
it.
Good question.
And secondly, if that's your fiancé, maybe it's time to look for a different fiancé. Peter Rapine, thank you so much for EPOM's World. You can find all of it at epomsworld.com. Have a great weekend, my friend. All of you have a great weekend. A shout-out to our friends at Gay Pride in Milwaukee. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Celebrate. Paul Schaefer, it's raining men.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for a statewide tour with our friend Jane Matinair. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. ABC's Chuck Severton has more on the agenda for today's state visit.
This morning, President Biden and the First Lady will be part of a procession down the famed Champs-Élysées to the Élysée Palace, the French president's official residence, where the Bidens will be the guests of honor at a state dinner.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas disclosed gifts that he said he inadvertently omitted from financial disclosure forms. These gifts were luxury vacations from a Republican mega donor. Justices Kavanaugh, Jackson, and Gorsuch each revealed six-figure book royalties. A record heat wave continues in the Southwest. Temperatures climbed above 110 degrees from California to Arizona Friday. And Apollo astronaut Bill Anders, one of the first three to orbit the moon, was killed Friday when a small plane crashed in Washington State. He was 90. This is ABC News. Kia is recalling more than 400,000 vehicles because of a fire risk.
Nearly 463,000 Kia Telluride SUVs are being recalled. Owners are being advised by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to park them outside and away from buildings until they can be fixed because a front power seat motor can overheat and create a fire while parked or driving. That fire could then burn down a home if it's parked in a garage. Kia dealers will fix it for free. Owners will get a notification letter after July 30th. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A television era ended Friday night when Pat Sajak hosted his final Wheel of Fortune episode after 41 years for more than 8,000 episodes. He thanked viewers for what he called the incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes night after night. He also thanked his longtime co-host Vanna White. She'll stay on board with a new host, Ryan Seacrest, this fall. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's